The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. An investigation in Riley County has opened up after a man allegedly rapes women that he knows. Law enforcement in Riley County was called to a certain area with reports of a rape, and they found a 23-year-old woman who reported that a man that she knew had raped her. Due to the nature of the crime, Riley County PD said no further information will be released other than that no arrests have been made in this case. Senator Roger Marshall has already condemned the actions of Hamas in Israel, and he had this to say, courtesy of KSN.
Like me, I know there's many Kansans who are concerned about the brutal terrorist attack by Hamas on the people of Israel. It's also come to our attention that over 1,000 Americans are stranded in Israel right now. Our office has already helped 4 people successfully get out of the country of Israel. So if you know a friend or a loved one who's now trapped inside Israel, please contact our office and we can help get them to safety.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do! Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford or finance as low as 0% APR and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 54325. Plus finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing on select new Ford for up to 36 months. $2,778 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchase date. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10/31/23.
The Kansas Department of Transportation will be in Wichita on October 18th from 9 a.m. to noon for a transportation meeting. It'll be at WSU's Eugene M. Hughes Metropolitan Complex on 29th Street North and Oliver. The meeting is being hosted as a part of the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program local consult process. They hold these meetings every 2 years to discuss regional transportation project priorities with Kansans. Those who attend will have the opportunity to share their opinions and priorities and also hear the transportation investments and learn about various grant fundings.
I can hear the Iron Dome, the Israel Defense System, shooting rockets out of the sky. And you can hear it, boom, boom, boom.
That was Casey Ratzlaff, a top 15 wheelchair tennis player who graduated from Mays High School. He arrived in Israel for a tournament when things started going wrong.
And we had no idea what was going on. I thought at first the airport was being packed.
The airport became a safe haven for a lot of the people in the area, and Ratzlaff was able to find a flight out of the country after about 12 hours. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. GMCO was looking for a new way to help fertilizer be made more efficiently, and their lead agronomist, Marcus Dennis, was playing around with the idea using his wife's blender. Through many different experiments, he created NitroMag in his garage. He explained to KSNB Local 4 why this is so important.
Fertilizer's expensive, and it's so expensive that you just don't go throwing it out there if you don't know what to put on, how many pounds of nitrogen, phosphate, potassium.
Brian French with GMCO said that the plant in Hastings could produce as many as 10 million gallons of NitroMag a year, and that's why they're expanding up north.
What I'm looking for was an opportunity so I could access both major railroads, and Cornhusker Railroad does that for us.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
truck owners. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Gang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Just 10 local residents were on hand for an informational meeting Tuesday in Marysville regarding the bond issue and sales tax proposal toward construction of a new Marshall County jail. Commissioner John Unger shared a brief outline of the project, noting concerns with the current facility, which was built in 1979. He went on to detail plans for a new jail to be built on county-owned property in East Marysville. Moving from downtown raised concerns which were expressed by some voters who turned down a previous lease purchase arrangement, which was defeated soundly at a special election after a petition protest. Recognizing those concerns, commissioners had negotiated an option to purchase property just east of the current jail, but demolition and other costs ranging to $1 million led to reconsideration of the East Marysville site. Mentioned several times at the meeting Tuesday were concerns that county courts could eventually be moved adjacent to a new jail. Unger assured this was not part of the current plans, although it has been acknowledged that an advantage of the alternate site would include potential expansion, including courts, in future years. Costs have risen substantially since talk of a new jail began and are currently estimated at $13.5 million. Factoring interest and bond costs, a figure of $17 million in total was mentioned. It was noted that construction costs have been rising at 8% annually. The bond issue would fund up to $9 million of that cost, expected at around 4% interest for up to 10 years, and would be funded through a half-cent countywide sales tax that, if approved, would take effect in April. Construction could then begin next summer and would be complete by the end of 2025. Roughly $6 million is in reserve county funds, with $1 million transferred just recently. Commissioners emphasized the sales tax as the most fair tax as opposed to raising the mill levy, which would affect property taxes. Some residents countered, noting that sales taxes disproportionately hit lower-income residents harder. Sheriff Tim Ackerman was not in favor when remodeling or expansion of the current jail was mentioned, noting that while it would certainly cost less, a new facility had significant advantages. He or the commissioners had no reply as to what would happen if the bond and sales tax question on the November ballot were to fail. County Clerk Sandy Wilson questioned if the special election was a true representation of citizen support, noting low turnout of just 1,770 of 7,700 registered voters. It's expected the general election will have substantially higher turnout. Some were critical of previous decisions and a lack of transparency from leadership in initial planning stages for a new jail. The response was that a firm plan had to be developed before involving the public. One local resident was determined in saying that we have to live within our means and suggested downsizing the proposal, which was met with negative response from officials. Another information meeting is planned this evening in Waterville, 7 p.m. at the Community Center. Homecoming, Queen and King were crowned Friday at Lynn and Centralia. Kelsey Mueller was Queen and Gavin Turk, King at Lynn. Tori Kuckelman was Queen and Will Steinlogge, King at Centralia. Area high school students joined Marysville hosting a college and career fair Tuesday afternoon. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics continue Thursday, October 12th at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 9 to 9:30 and at the Waterville Community Center from 11:30 until 12:30. During October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Community Memorial Healthcare will offer extended hours for mammograms Thursdays, October 11th, 18th, and 25th, from 8 to 6 each day. Appointments should be made in advance on 562-4465. Limited walk-ins may be available earlier in the day, but not late afternoon and evening due to demand. Annual preventive mammograms are generally covered by most insurance plans. Women over the age of 40 should be screened annually. Physician orders not required. Patients will be asked to provide contact information of primary physician for evaluation and results. Landall Company celebrates 60 years hosting country music star Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry Thursday evening at 7 at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. Shops 10 and 50 will be open for tours Thursday from 1 to 4, with food, drinks, and entertainment at City Park from 5 until 7, and the concert at 7 p.m. Stadium seating available. You may bring blankets for field seating with tennis shoes. The evening is free and compliments of Landall Company. Early childhood screening is Friday, October 13th at Marysville Elementary, and the following Friday, October 20th at Waterville Elementary. Provided for children ages 3 to 5 years old experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, and is conducted by qualified professionals at no charge by appointment with the Marshall County Special Services Cooperative. Contact Kay Studer at USD 325-308, extension 2 for more information or an appointment.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Soup Day is Wednesday at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Serving 11 until 7, with chili, chicken noodle, potato and vegetable soup. Homemade pies include apple, cherry, and more. Serving 11 to 7 Wednesday, October 11th, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, 204 North, Nebraska. Pre-orders and carryout, phone 363-2182.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine today with a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. A bit warmer with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And showers still likely into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Some rain possible Friday, partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then rain showers early Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Cooler on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. North winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 72, record high on this date 93, the average low 46 and the record low 26. Sunrise this morning 7:32, sunset this evening at 6:55.
Candy producers have been working overtime to help us feel less guilty about having a sweet treat. We will share some of the industry's inside secrets from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 11th, the 284th day of the year. Eleanor Roosevelt was born on this day, and the first episode of Saturday Night Live aired on this night in 1975. October is the biggest month of the year for candy sales in America, with a little tradition called trick-or-treating accounting for much of the boost. But there's one trend in the confectionery industry that you'll see in evidence year-round. Experts are calling it permissible indulgence. That involves adding healthful ingredients like superfruits, grains, and seeds to otherwise low-nutrition snacks. It's a trend called soft health. And because we're all so concerned about moderation, single-serve, grab-and-go packaging gets prime shelf space. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, October 13th at the Marysville Elementary School and Friday, October 20th at the Waterville Elementary School from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If your child, age 3 to 5, is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are absolutely free of charge. Give your child the best start in life. Schedule your appointment today.
KNDY.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Travis Kelce suffered an ankle injury in the matchup against the Minnesota Vikings in a non-contact play, but he was helped up by his teammates and returned to the game. He did limp into the tunnel for further examination, and the Chiefs originally listed him as unlikely to return, but he did just the opposite. The 34-year-old missed the season opener against the Detroit Lions with a knee injury, and with a short week for the Chiefs as they take on the Broncos on Thursday Night Football, that is definitely an injury to be looking at. The KUJRs are getting ready for their matchup this weekend against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who beat the K-State Wildcats last Friday. And Mike Gundy is hoping that the momentum will continue, as he said that they had to prepare for Jason Bean to play and doesn't know exactly what's going on with Jalen Daniels. He was also asked about his inexperienced secondary due to Kansas's ability to mix up sets and different looks with different personnel. He mentioned the difficulty that K-State and Iowa State propose with different motions and shifts with tight ends on every single snap.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News. Always on your side.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
Lance Leipold was asked about how impressed he was with his running offense against UCF this past weekend. Devin Neal had 154, Daniel Hyshaw had 134, and Dylan McDuffie had 91. Each one of them scored. Hyshaw and McDuffie scored twice. He spoke to the media about how that was a part of the game plan from the beginning of the week.
With high-speed offense and all the things that they were doing,
You know, we wanted to eat some clock, even in between plays, but stay in a good rhythm. And I thought we did that.
He also added that the receivers accepted that was going to be a high-intensity run. He also added that the receivers accepted that was going to be a high-intensity run matchup, as Jason Bean only had 12 pass attempts, though he did throw a touchdown to Lawrence Arnold. K-State looks to bounce back after the loss to Oklahoma State 29-21. With Will Howard throwing 3 interceptions, though he did lead the team in rushing with 10 carries and 104 yards, along with a touchdown. K-State will remain on the road for this next weekend's matchup against Texas Tech in Lubbock. Mid-America Sports Network, I am Felix Johnson.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Hiawatha District. Play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Lynn. Cross County Rivals live on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show at 6. The Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage ahead of 7 o'clock kickoffs. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks pregame Saturday at 2. Kansas State pregame Saturday at 4.
Plant a few low-maintenance spring-blooming Spanish bluebells this fall. You'll enjoy clusters of blue, pink, or white bell-shaped flowers that grace the plant in late spring. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find this spring beauty also listed as wood hyacinth and by several botanical names, including Hyacinthoides and Scilla campanulata. Hardy in zones 3 to 8, this late spring bloomer fills the flower gap between earlier spring blooming bulbs and early summer perennials. The English Hyacinthoides nonscripta is fragrant. Watch as your initial planting grows and slowly spreads, adding color to your garden beds or the woodland edge. Grow Spanish bluebells in full sun to partial or dappled shade with ample moisture in the spring. Allow the leaves to naturally yellow and dry before removing them in early to midsummer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
The land that surrounds a town often has a big impact on the types of industries that will spring up within the city limits. That was certainly the case for this town, and it ended up producing some of the largest companies of its kind, especially for a city of its size. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here in southwest Minnesota, you'll find fertile farm fields that are the foundation for the business and industry found in the towns and cities of the area.
Marshall, the city, was founded in 1872, and immediately people start farming this area even before the city is founded, and wheat was the major cash crop at the time.
Jennifer Andress is the executive director of the Lyon County Museum in Marshall, Minnesota.
Most of these towns had flour mills, and then they would also have creameries and just other areas for farmers to take their goods.
The city of Marshall, Minnesota had 2 rail lines and was the county seat, making it a natural focal point to bring farm produce. Those food processing companies at Marshall continued to grow during the first half of the 1900s.
Marshall Foods was one of the big employers in Marshall at the time of World War II, and they were processing dried eggs, which was used by troops during the war.
Marshall Foods received recognition from the U.S. government during the war for the innovation they showed in processing foods in ways that made them stable for the long journey to troops fighting an ocean or more from home.
Marshall Foods had Marshall Fruit, they had Marshall Poultry, Marshall Produce, Marshall Fur Farm, I think it was another one. So very large company that had different kind of markets.
Of course, there's another major food company that was born in this city, and there's a good chance you know them. Most likely because you've seen their yellow trucks. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside, Marshall, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from the Citizen State Banks, Rona Implement, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Performance Ag, and Farm Bureau of Marshall County.
Hi, my name is Lena. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Cup. I've been in 4-H for 1 year. My favorite project was showing my rabbit.
My name is Zephyr Landall, and I have been in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 8 years. I spent a lot of time this year taking care of my pigs. I took 6 pigs to the fair this year, and I really enjoy going to the fair. 4-H is a great experience for kids to meet new friends.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger and faster than ever before, but the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
From cooking to coding, science to service, doing teaches us.
Pursue our passions and empower true leaders.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Zoe Polly in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 2 years, and my favorite project is the horse.
Hi, my name is Andrew Lauer from the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year is my 4th year of 4-H. My favorite part of 4-H is the Marshall County Fair because I get to spend time with friends. This year I took to the fair was sheep, Legos, woodworking, photography, and cooking. 4-H is a lot of fun.
Hello, my name is Ember. I am in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project was doing my Encanto Lego because I got a blue on it.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from the Citizen State Banks, Bruna Implement, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Performance Ag, and Farm Bureau of Marshall County. There will be an estate auction for Barbara Norbert Norris Saturday, October 14th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, electric hand planer, belt sander, chainsaw. Guns sell at noon, including 12-gauge shotguns, 30-30 rifle, 410 bolt-action shotgun, Japanese rifle, British rifle, BB gun, pellet gun, starter pistol. Household items include a buffet, lighted glass front hutch, chest of drawers, Lazy Boy recliner, 2 swivel rockers, a KU rocking chair, tables and chairs, the usual run of kitchen items. Collectibles include Pony Express items, a few 30s and 40s license plates, some pocket knives. Toys include Hot Wheels cars, some tractors, an HO train set, lots and lots of fancy glassware and dinnerware, pink and green depression glass, commemorative plates, and other miscellaneous items. This is state auction for Barb and Norbert Norris, Saturday, October 14th, 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When you raise livestock, they have to be fed. But what goes in must also come out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manure happens, and you have to decide what to do with all that poo as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If
you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One of my most detested chores growing up was cleaning up after our horse and 4-H calves in the barn. I couldn't believe how much poop those creatures would produce on a daily basis. Angie Rekintz is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She says part of owning livestock on a small farm is knowing the output of each animal. As an example, one 1,100-pound horse will produce about 50 pounds of manure per day. What will you do with the manure? If you have to store it, will you have the space?
Storage can be a stockpile on the ground outside. Storage can happen in the barn itself. For example, like a bedded pack where we keep adding straw or hay to that bedding pack and we might clean it out two or three times a year. Storage might be in an old manure spreader so we can get it land applied. Storage might be in a wheelbarrow. It might be in a couple of old garbage cans. So there's lots of opportunities for storage on small farms.
Rekintz says to get the most for your manure, spread it in fields and gardens as a nutrient source.
We want to make sure that when we're applying it to our gardens, we want to have a composted product, something that's going to reduce possible pathogen transmission to our fruits and vegetable crops in the gardens for anything that's going to be consumed by humans. Anything that's land applied in a crop production field, corn, soybeans, alfalfa, oats, whatever that case may be, can actually go on as a raw manure source.
Maybe you don't have a garden or field. In that case, check with your neighbors to see if they could use the compost. But be considerate. We all know manure stinks, and it's not nice to pile it up on the fence line of their backyard. Find more manure management tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Morning has broken. First morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from. The rain's new. Praise every morning. Morning has broken.
The years of Landall, that's something to be proud of. Join us Thursday, October 12th in our town from 1 until 4 p.m. for tours at Shop 10 and 50. At 5 p.m., food trucks and tailgating in the Marysville City Park. And for the big finale at 7 p.m. at Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School, featuring Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. At Landall Company, we work hard and play harder. So, what do you think about that?
We don't have to tell that harvest season is here. And while you're working the fields, Kramer Oil is on the road for you. Kramer Oil's commercial fuel delivery brings premium fuel right to your farm, making sure your machinery never skips a beat. Fast, reliable, and always on time. Because during harvest season, every second counts. Keep your farm running smooth with the name that's been there through it all. Kramer Oil, our family serving yours for generations.
The staying power of the organization known as the Future Farmers of America. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. One thing the folks at the National FFA organization are proud of, and rightly so, is the continued commitment to agriculture and to community its members demonstrate, long after they've graduated from high school or college. Christy Meyer is FFA's communications manager.
Part of our motto is living to serve, and our members take that very seriously, and they like to give back to the communities where they are. So they find ways to do service projects in their communities, how they can help, and how they can really become part of the community, because they understand as leaders, part of being a leader is making sure to give back.
And Meyer says part of the mission of FFA involves developing leadership potential, personal growth, and career success.
We're hoping that we are building the next generation of leaders. We're watching our members really become part of that talent pipeline in the agriculture industry. They're our future, not just in our talent pipeline in the industry, but they're our future community leaders.
FFA started out nearly 100 years ago as an organization for boys in agricultural classes. The average chapter today is a diverse mix of races and genders with a common vision, growing the next generation of leaders who will change the world. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Farm Bill of 2023 still up in the air with the ongoing vote for the Speaker of the House. And when it comes to conversations of the federal budget, which has been extended with the continuing resolution until the middle of November. As many legislators say that right now they haven't even seen any layout or framework for the Farm Bill of 2023. However, they do know that one portion of the bill is continuously growing, with billions of dollars being reinvested into the SNAP program that's part of the Farm Bill in request from the Biden administration. As we sat down with Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau, where he says talks about trying to split SNAP from the Farm Bill has been in conversation for years, but hasn't really gone anywhere.
Well, I think that conversation has taken place. And at that point, Republicans did split the historic or kind of the tried and true safety net for agriculture, i.e. the farm programs. They split that away from Title IV nutrition programs and tried to pass those individually. And ultimately what happened, and I think this is kind of the challenge that we've seen back in Washington, D.C., is, yeah, you have the House with a very slim, narrow Republican majority. But in the Senate, regardless of which party is really in control, you still have to get 60 votes to get any piece of legislation through that chamber. So ultimately what happened in 14 is the Senate did recombine the nutrition programs with the farm safety net programs, and then that conference committee report ended up going and was ultimately passed and signed into law.
That again was Ryan Flickner from the Kansas Farm Bureau, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas, along with Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas, and Congressman Frank Lucas from the state of Oklahoma have all shown interest in wanting to try and split those bills again between farmers' bills, including crop insurance, and the SNAP programs that they believe should be a separate bill, as it consumes anywhere between 80 to 90% of the farm bill, especially this year in 2023. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pink match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at the match wearing pink.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Harvest time is hectic, but if you clean out the combine between fields, you reduce spreading weed seeds and the risk of your machine catching fire on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chomper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Combines are impressive. impressive machines. Following harvest of an individual field, as much as 150 pounds of biomaterial is captured, including chaff, grain, and weed seed from escapes that made it through the season. Once the weed seeds go through your machine, you're unintentionally planting next year's weed crop. Angie Johnson is the Farm and Ranch Safety Coordinator for North Dakota State University Extension. She says to prevent weed seeds from spreading from field to field, stop what you're doing after each field has been harvested and take some time to clean off the main areas of your equipment.
That can be as simple as using a portable air compressor or a leaf blower, taking it out to your combine and starting from head to tail, essentially, in getting the chaff and excess crop residue, which can include weed seeds, blown off and into one spot instead of spreading them on from field to field.
She also recommends surveying your fields prior to harvest and combining the cleanest fields first to cut down on the spread of weed seeds. Another good reason to blow off the residue between fields, it decreases the risk of a combine catching fire.
Get it off of the engine manifolds, get it out from within those heat sources, and really taking some time to pull out any debris or crop residue that wraps around rollers and bearings. And so those can be a source of where fires can start because of that dry residue and friction and heat building up.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cleaning out the combine at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the wrap-up of the day for a Wednesday, middle of the week, we see a lot of volatility on the market today. The livestock market started off higher. They went into the red. Now they're back up into the green as we get closer to the end of trading. Corn is popping higher into the positive as well. Everything else still mostly lower on the day. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, December corn is in the green right now, 2 cents at 487.5. March corn up by 2 cents at 503.25. In the wheat market, December KC wheat down by 2¾ at 668.5, with the March down by 3 pennies at 677¼. Soybeans, they are still lingering in the red right now, with November beans down by 14.5 to 1257 even a bushel. The January down 13 cents at 1276¼. In the meal market, December meals down 60 cents at 376.90, with the January down by 80 cents at 375.40. In the oil market, December soybean oil down 23 cents at $53 even, with the January down 24 cents at $52.38. The cotton market real quick as well. December cotton is down 37 cents at 85 and 8 cents, with the March cotton down by 66 cents at 86 and 60 cents overall. U.S. dollar index back into the green a little bit today, with the December index up by 6 pennies at 105.62. The March index up by 5 pennies at 105.21. The euro sitting at 106, the British pound is at 122, and the Japanese yen at 67 cents right now. 30-year bonds for December slightly in the green at 113.10. The March bonds also up at 113.90, with the 10-year notes in the green slightly at 107.28 overall. Stock market still kind of mixed on the board, with the Dow Jones down 97 points, the S&P in the red by 9, the NASDAQ popping into the green by 3 points right now at 13,566.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner, with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Arkenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Producers have many things to take into consideration when it comes to water quality. K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Extension Specialist Joe Gerken discusses how riparian buffers contribute to wildlife and livestock. He first describes what a riparian buffer is and how it improves water quality. Gerken mentions how water quality can economically benefit livestock producers.
It's a fancy word, but really what it means is we're allowing plants and vegetation to grow up. Riparian means along a waterway, so around a pond or around a stream that is feeding into that pond. And so we're going to allow some native grasses to grow up around those areas, and that has a lot of benefits for agriculture and for wildlife. So water quality, we talked a lot about ponds filling in with the drought. Anytime that we can slow down that erosion, that's going to be really beneficial. Those plants that are growing up can also take up some of the nutrients that would otherwise end up in the waterway. So we're going to see those plants growing up instead of getting in the waterway and allowing things like algae to take over. We've talked previously about the importance of water quality and how that helps increase yield in livestock. And so a lot of benefits kind of trickling down. So we're slowing down some of those nutrients, and we can see some economic gains on the back end by improving that water quality.
He addresses concerns people have about these buffers creating a loss in crop production, as well as the improvements they can bring to an operation.
Producers, you know, they've been doing things the same way for a long time, or they're hesitant to give up row crop production in favor of establishing some native plants, and that makes sense. What the research shows is that if you establish these buffer strips on the edges of fields or areas, low-lying areas where there might be a lot of aquatic infiltration, so you might have some flooding, there's shade areas of low productivity. What the research has shown is that there's no economic loss in those areas by allowing it to become native grass or have these buffer strips, but there are advantages to having the strips there. So like we talked about with the wildlife, with increasing the water quality. So overall, no net economic loss, but they can have some positive impacts on your farm.
Gerken explains how easy it is to establish and manage riparian buffers.
You can do it with as little effort as you want. I mean, it could be as simple as not farming an area and letting whatever plants want to grow up there. A lot of native grasses could be planted, and so you could plant some native grass strips around your pond. Native forbs would always be great. It doesn't take much effort. I mean, it literally is as easy as kind of letting Mother Nature do her job over time.
That was Kansas State University Fisheries and Aquatic Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on the benefits of riparian buffers. Simply letting the native grasses grow around ponds can support better water quality for livestock, crops, and wildlife. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, with this ring I've been with.
Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.